support, as they do in Alaska, granting same-sex benefits to couples?
Do I support granting same-sex benefits? Absolutely, positively. Look,
Barack Obama nor I support redefining from a civil side what constitutes marriage. We do not support that.
You know, I am tolerant, but I will tell Americans straight up that I don't support defining marriage as anything but between one man and one woman.
All right, so did you watch last night's vice presidential debate here in St. Louis? We're opening the phone lines and taking your email with your thoughts on last night's vice presidential debate. It was definitely one of those ones that can keep your attention, and that's saying something. It's saying something when the vice presidential debate seems to garner more attention and seems to be a little more crucial. Maybe it wasn't, but some people said it was, than even the presidential debate, at least the first one. I want to know what you think about it. If you watched it, what you thought about the debate last night here in St. Louis. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or email us with your thoughts, your comments, your questions, talkback@issuesetc.org. It's open lines Friday, October the 3rd. I'm Todd Wilkin. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. I know you have an opinion about this, and I know that if you watched even a bit of it, you probably formed an opinion. You've been listening to news about it all day long. What did you think about the vice presidential debate last night? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org. One of the questions that came up was, at least subsequent to the debate, was Gwen Ifill, the moderator, and the questions that she posed. Do you think this was a fair debate? Some have pointed out that she's writing a book about the rise of black politicians, including a chapter on Barack Obama. Of course, she hasn't written that chapter yet, but she will be writing that book. She's been pretty open about that. That was no secret. Do you think she was a fair moderator at the vice presidential debate? And do you think the questions got answered? See, when I sit there and watch these things, what I want is answers to questions. Real answers. And I don't know what it is. Politicians have a certain skill. When a question comes their way, they can talk for 90 seconds and you hear a lot. But when all is said and done, you say to yourself, did they answer the question? Now, some of that was going on even among the candidates last night. They were accusing one another of not answering the questions that were posed to them. What questions do you think Gwen Ifill should have asked that didn't get asked? Was there a subject that wasn't covered in the vice presidential debates last night? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Talkback@issuesetc.org. You'd only have 90 minutes to get two talkative politicians a chance to answer a handful of questions. Then they need to respond to one another, and they need to have all of the pleasantries before and after. Some of the most important things may not have gotten discussed. Do you think there was something undiscussed in the vice presidential debate last night that if you were the moderator, you would have asked the question, and what would it be? Talkback@issuesetc.org. Or 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday, October the 3rd. I'm Todd Wilkin. Were you impressed with either of the two, with Senator Biden, with Governor Palin? She went in as people were talking about her going in with low expectations. Did she raise the bar? Did she satisfy in her performance as far as you're concerned? Did she surprise you? Talkback@issuesetc.org or 1-877-623-MYIE, 6943. There was one subject that I think should have been discussed that wasn't. They did discuss gay marriage. And that was at the one, as far as I can tell, the one point in this debate where the two of them seemed to be at least superficially in agreement. In fact, I think one of the two candidates for vice president even said, well, here's where we disagree. Got a bit of a chuckle out of the audience. Were you surprised where they agreed on gay marriage? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talkback at issuesetc.org. talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. In the old days, the debates were more formal. Television has changed a lot of this, hasn't it? It has changed the way we think about how our politicians ought to exchange ideas. They used to stand up there. They used to be much longer affairs. I don't think vice presidential candidates even debated each other, but they talked about the big issues of the day. They talked about their platforms. They talked about how they would address the problems of America. And some of that went on last night. I'm always struck when I watch the presidential debates or the vice presidential debates, to what degree the medium is the message. I found myself paying attention to things that I saw rather than things that I heard. More, they talk about the verbal and the nonverbal. I found myself paying attention, maybe even distracted by the nonverbals more than paying attention to the verbals. What about you? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or talkback@issuesetc.org. Sam is listening in St. Louis. Sam, welcome to Issues Etc.
Thanks for taking my call. One thing that at least impressed me with Palin was her, when she was talking about finances, she talked about personal responsibility, which is something that in this whole economic mess, nobody's really talking about. And then one of the disappointments, I would have liked to have seen a question on abortion and on women's issues, especially with a left-leaning Democrat and a woman vice presidential candidate. I think we could get some really interesting points out there on the candidates. That's what I would have liked to have seen last night.
All right.
But was sorely disappointed.
Thank you very much, Sam, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Well, yeah, I remember the point in the debate where they were talking about the big picture, the crisis that we're all facing financially, banks and finance centers and everything. And Governor Palin talked about people paying the bills, people at home, how they conduct themselves, how much money they borrow, personal responsibility. That was an interesting point, one you don't often hear when the big issues are being discussed. What about the rest of you? Were you disappointed, like Sam, that with a woman vice presidential candidate standing there ready to talk, when the contrast between the two candidates on the issue of abortion is as strong as it is, that there was no question about abortion, no opportunity to talk about it? 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or email us right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org. Who do you think was the winner? Was there a winner last night? Was it a draw? Talkback@issuesetc.org, 1-877-623-6943. Did anyone attend, since it was here local in St. Louis, did anyone attend the post-debate rally for Governor Palin? If you did, I do want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Of course, both sides always claim victory. And the polls are going to swing back and forth on this. You get one chance to see these two vice presidential candidates. For some reason, this is a bigger story almost than the presidential candidates. I think probably better watched. Here's Lois in St. Louis. Lois, welcome.
Hi, Todd. It's so nice to hear your voice again.
Thank you.
We sure do miss you. I can't imagine why you are not just being absolutely inundated with calls on this, because I know everybody was watching it last night. Ed and I watched it with great interest. We thought Sarah Palin did wonderfully. You know, this woman's only been at this for 5 months, and she is so well-versed on everything. My goodness, and Joe Biden is a 30-year veteran at this. If he's not good at it, who's going to be good at it? And I was rather disappointed that abortion was not mentioned, and I really wasn't too clear on his view on what he would do about the same-sex marriages. He says he does not want to redefine marriage, but he wants to give them all the benefits. So to me, that sounds to me like we're going to redefine it.
Yeah, I was a little unclear there as well, but I've listened again and again to those responses by both Governor Palin and Senator Biden on same-sex marriage. Now, remember, the question was, and thank you, Lois, the question was, do you support extending civil benefits to same-sex couples as they have in the state of Alaska? That's Governor Palin's state. And the response from Senator Biden was, absolutely, yes. And when asked, do you support same-sex marriage, the answer was, no, we do. Neither Senator Obama nor I support redefining marriage to be anything other than a man and a woman. So there seems to be, and that was almost precisely what Governor Palin said. She said she'd be tolerant. And within that toleration, there's going to be a desire not to redefine marriage. Okay, they said it in two different ways, but I think they said the same thing. That surprised me a little bit. I don't know if I should have been surprised, but I was surprised to see the two, where they disagree on virtually every issue, come together and say, you know, if we can extend all these kind of benefits to same-sex couples, good and fine, as long as we don't redefine marriage. Now, Biden had one nuance that Governor Palin did not have, and that was Biden said he didn't think it was the civil government's responsibility to redefine marriage. And he kind of said, you know, if people want to get quote unquote married in their churches, he didn't say it in so many words, but if they want to have a religious ceremony, who's going to stop them? Which is true today. If you want to go and find a church who will quote unquote marry you as a same-sex couple, there's no one in the government who's going to stop you. The real question there is, will we through law redefine the word marriage? When we come back from this break, we'll take your phone calls. We'll take your email. The question is, did you watch the debate last night? What did you make of it? What are your thoughts and comments? 1-877-623-MY-IE or talkback@issuesztc.org. It's open lines, issues, etc. Stay tuned.
Treasury of Daily Prayer is truly a treasure chest of devotional gems for church, school, and home.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Pastor Bill Swirla, on the new devotional book, Treasury of Daily Prayer.
It is a great contribution to Christian prayer and devotion, bringing together scripture, devotional readings, psalms, and hymns into one book for pastors and people.
Find out more about Treasury of Daily Prayer at our homepage, issuesetc.org, or by calling 1-800-325-3040.
Issues Etc. is a team effort. Your phone calls, email, and snail mail help resurrect this worldwide outreach. Now we need your help to sustain Issues Etc. by making a gift to Lutheran Public Radio today. You can donate online, issuesetc.org, or by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. Help support Christ-centered, cross-focused talk radio for the thinking Christian.
Where Christianity meets culture, you're listening to Issues Etc.
An American baby boom?
This is a special commentary from the Susan B. Anthony List, named for the suffragette who was proudly pro-life.
Usually, the term baby boomers refers to the large generation of Americans born after World War II. However, while most of the industrialized world is experiencing a fertility crisis, America is seeing a new baby boom. Nearly 4.3 million children were born in the U.S. last year. That's the most births since 1961. A USA Today story cited such factors as financial prosperity and job security to explain the boom. It's encouraging to see that Americans are not listening to the overpopulation rhetoric so prominent in the Western world. Children are a blessing we will reap for years to come.
This is Marjorie Dannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List. To join us in our battle for life, visit our website at sba-list.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm interested in your reaction to last night's vice presidential debate here in St. Louis. A lot of people were watching. You could hardly miss it. So what did you think about it? Was there a clear winner or a loser? Was it a draw? Did you find yourself surprised by Governor Palin? Impressed by Senator Biden? Call now. 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943, or email us right here in the studio. We're coming to you live this Friday, October the 3rd. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Monday on the program, Sexual Sins, Pastor Peter Bender will be our guest. 10 minutes left for your thoughts on last night's VP debate. Call us now, 1-877-623-MY-IE, or talk back at issuesetc.org. Up first in this segment, Kitty is calling from her car. Kitty, welcome.
Well, hi. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
Hey, I listened to the debate yesterday evening, and I was also disappointed that they did not talk about the life issue. I think it's one of the most important ones. It gives us the character of those that are running for office. I also was surprised at the very end where Katie Couric immediately said, well, she didn't embarrass herself.
Oh, was that some really of the commentary?
Oh, yeah. I was very surprised. That was the first thing out of that woman's mouth. And I thought, boy, that the cards seemed stacked against Sarah, but I thought she really did hold her own. And I had the feeling, and I don't know if this was true, but that often Senator Biden spoke a lot longer than Governor Palin did.
Hmm. Okay, thank you very much, Kitty. All right, what about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MY-IE, your talk back at issuezTC.org. Next up from St. Louis, Josh is on the line. Josh, welcome.
Hey, thank you for taking my call, Todd.
Sure.
I was in line at the Chaffetz Arena from 4:45 p.m. yesterday through all the way through the Palin rally, so I'm in no shortage of comments about last evening. But as far as the debate itself, the question as to who won depends on what you're looking for. I mean, you know, Biden's got a 35-plus year career in the Senate, and he had a lot of detail and a lot of things to say. But I think the difference between the two of them was that Sarah was the master of the soundbite. And at this stage in the game, a month out, the candidates needed to do two things. They needed to energize their base, and they needed to reach out to the undecideds. And the undecideds are nomads. They're scattered all over the place, and they're really hard to pin down. And you know, they're not reading scholarly journals on foreign policy and looking up laws or bills to see what the candidates stand for. They want to know, where are these people? Where do they stand on the issues? What do they say the problems are, and what are they going to do to fix it? And I thought Sarah mastered being clear and concise, which did two things. Energized the base because she was saying what we wanted to hear, but also I think an undecided could look at what Sarah said and know where she stands and where the McCain-Palin stands on the issues.
All right, Josh, thank you very much. Apparently, Josh was there, and thank you very much for your thoughtful commentary. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943 or talk back at issuezTC.org. Here's Kurt calling from his car. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, Pastor Todd. In seeing this debate last night, what really struck me was that in order to be patriotic, you have to be pro-war and you have to be pro-intervention. I think also in the McCain-Obama debates, they were stumbling all over each other trying to be more bellicose. It's not enough just to be involved in a war in Iraq and Afghanistan, but we've got to attack Pakistan, and we've got to confront Russia in Georgia. And then last night, oh, let's get militarily involved in Darfur. I'm not even sure where that is. I just wonder whatever happened to a Christian just war doctrine, and has the definition of being a great American, does it come down to being pro-war? And I think it especially makes no sense in the economic environment in which we find ourselves, in which we are running such huge deficits. And it reminds me of what happened after the Vietnam War, if anyone remembers. But we spent all this money in Vietnam, and then in 1971, President Nixon had to declare 90 days of wage and price controls because the economy we were having inflation. And so it just, to me, makes no sense that we just need to be finding new arenas in which to fight around the world.
All right, Kurt, thank you very much. That's an interesting comment. There was a lot of talk about the war last night on many different fronts. Millie's listening in St. Louis. Hi, Millie.
Yes, I'm going to deviate a little bit, but this did pertain to what you were talking in back callers. This is in USA Today under Colorado. Fort Collins, Colorado State University will offer health care benefits to the domestic partners of university employees starting in January. following an unanimous vote by its board of governors. The school already offers health care benefits to spouses of employees. The changes will apply to same-sex partners as well as unmarried, opposite-sex partners of employees.
Millie, thank you very much. That's something we got to watch because, remember, that whole issue of extending benefits or extending certain rights to same-sex couples, where it's going to happen is there in the grassroots and not necessarily from the top down. Thank you very much, Millie, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Michael emails us in Millstadt. He says, Sarah Palin did a great job. Biden was a polished 35-plus-year politician and sounded like it. The moderator asked terrible questions and held neither candidate accountable to answer the ones she did ask. It was really wasn't a debate. It was more of a restatement of candidate platforms. And Governor Palin did a very good job of exposing the Biden-Obama on always pointing back to the Bush administration. That was an interesting point she made. I didn't expect it. It was one point where my eyes kind of popped open. I said, huh, it's an interesting way of putting it. Living in the past when they're talking about living in the future. All right, still time for your thoughts on last night's debate. Call now 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943, or email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Gary in New Jersey writes this, I watched a bit of the debate. I remember one moment where Governor Palin took a bit long to collect her thoughts. She obviously needed a bit more polish. However, I don't get the point of a VP debate in the first place, says Gary in New Jersey. Thanks for listening out there in New Jersey. Well, you know, I don't think ordinarily we would pay much attention. But we do have the first female vice presidential candidate. And that means potentially the first female president. And I think that's why it matters to people who are either, you know, pro-Palin or not pro-Palin. It matters to them because we have the first female vice president. And one of the questions that I was surprised the most about last night was a question about, well, you know, what if you end up being president? And both of the candidates were like, well, you really wouldn't want to be put in that position now, would you? But the truth of the matter is both of them could potentially be put into that position. We're always talking about potential presidents here, aren't we? So that probably gives us reason to at least pay a little more attention to the vice presidential debates. Now, I do agree with Michael from Millstadt. He said that it's not really a debate. That's true. I said before, the medium is the message. You know what I did? I always do this whenever a president or anyone else is speaking on television. I do this every time. I learned to do it a long time ago. I watch part of it on television. And then I go out to my car and I turn on the radio and I listen to part of it on the radio. Because television is a visual medium and radio is an auditory, oral medium. And you know what I've noticed almost every time when I've done that? It doesn't make any difference what politician is speaking. I started doing this way back in the Clinton administration. It doesn't make any difference what politician, what person is speaking. When you watch it on television, you get a distinctly different impression because you have visual things to see as when you just listen to the voice disembodied on the radio. Now, which is to be preferred? I don't know, but what it proves to me every single time, and it proved it to me again last night, the medium is the message. Marshall McLuhan used to say that. And what did he mean? He didn't mean that television takes over the message. What he meant to say was, he meant to say that the medium affects the message to such a degree that you can never discount the medium in which the message is presented. Never. It shapes the message. It determines how the message gets through, what can be said, what people pay attention to. And if you close your eyes while you're watching the television, you get a different impression than when you open them. You know, that's a good lesson for us in the church, when we remember that the medium really does matter, that it does affect the message, and that the medium isn't neutral. The good news of Jesus Christ that the church is charged with presenting to a world can be presented in a number of ways. It can. Radio's one, I'm doing it, right? But the great truth we must remember is that the message must always be paramount. We never want to let the medium take over or shape the message. By the way, I said that Palin was the first vice presidential candidate. Of course, that's not true. Back in 1984, Geraldine Ferraro ran with Walter Mondale. But it's a new day. We're looking at a new vice presidential candidate. I think that debate back in the Ferraro debate was probably watched more than presidential debates, too. Monday on the program, Sexual Sins with Pastor Peter Bender. Tuesday, we'll discuss Jesus as priest.
Weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 1046, San Juan Capistrano, California, 92693. Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.